Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the media is always full of a bunch of people that like to gaze at their own navels. And right now, there's a lot of speculation while they, you know, while they're staring there. Because they got questions. They're in wonderment these days. They're trying to put the fingers on the causes of this violent surge that's happened across the country over the last 30 to 45 days. You know, all this leftism is really okay stuff, right? It's okay. No big whoop. Chief among their concerns is the number of shootings that's beginning to spike if you look at places like Chicago, Memphis, New York, L.A., Baltimore. I mean, you know, just a few obscure cities here in the United States. Now, at least the AP report mentions something that they loftily called bail reform. Bail reform is a way of, it's a different way of spelling revolving door. This is a practice in many cities of arresting and then immediately releasing them on the promise they're going to show up for a later court date without having to post bond. Wherever they've done that, there's no more bounty hunters. There's no more bail bondsmen, whatever you want to call them. Bail bond recovery agents, they're no more in these areas. But like so many similar articles, the AP's Opus doesn't mention that cities across the country have also opened their jails. Prior to all of this violence and we found out how good the no-cash bail system worked, they were turning criminals out whilst In order to save them from COVID-19, even though they could actually force them to social distance in jail, I would think. Now, according to these mega media minds, the spike in the shootings defies easy explanation. You don't get to read much into their analyses about the negative effect on general law and order of televised riots during which police are seen to stand down. And then they allow burning and looting and vandalism and the occupation of their own buildings. This is sort of like dangling a red flag, right? Now, apparently these sharp thinkers believe that blaming the violent surge on decisions to open prisons, allowing more criminals on the streets and turning them loose if and when they are arrested, demonizing cops who are then reluctant to enforce laws, and cutting law enforcement budgets with a meat axe, that couldn't possibly be it. That's just way too simple. And pointing the finger of blame at decisions like those by our city, state, and federal leaders that the spike of crime isn't nearly thoughtful and nuanced and contextual enough. And we get this on Twitter. On Sunday, July 5th, police officers from the 44th Precinct responded to a 911 call for a male shot at 306 East 171st Street. Upon arrival, they discovered three males with gunshot wounds. Two of the victims later died from their injuries, while one remains hospitalized. That's happening. This is happening all over the place. This idea, you know, one of the things I used to say, if they allowed carry permits or constitutional carry or all this other stuff, or just allow people to carry guns at all, was that we would get into gunfights over parking spaces. That's actually happening now, but it's happening in the inner city. We know which way the wind is blowing right now. The media gaslighting, calling the violence people, have seen for themselves. You know, when you get out there and say, this is a largely peaceful demonstration, while a building's burning behind you, and somebody's dragging a lady into a dark alley, and two other guys are jacking somebody up and beating them in the head with bricks. While you're watching all that behind the guy, the talking head with the mic in front of his face, you know, you get it. They see the reports of criminals running rampant, attacking each other, law-abiding citizens, and apparently without any concern for being caught or punished. You can see it on news reports. You can see it on YouTube. They're streaming it on Facebook. This is why gun store shelves are being emptied as quickly as they can be, you know, restocked. So, coming from the AP, still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic and street protests over the police killing of George Floyd, exhausted cities around the nation are facing yet another challenge, a surge in shootings that has left dozens dead, including young children. They're not mentioning that these are black people, by the way. A lot of these people are black people. Spike defies easy explanation, they say. Experts say, pointing to the toxic mix of issues facing America in 2020, an unemployment rate not seen in a generation, a pandemic that has killed more than 130,000 people, stay-at-home orders, rising anger over police brutality, intense stress, even the weather. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, after a weekend of bloodshed in her city, said, I think it's just a perfect storm of distress in America. Jerry Ratcliffe, a Temple University criminal justice professor and host of the Reducing Crime podcast, put it more bluntly. Anybody who thinks they can disentangle all of this probably doesn't know what they're talking about. Now, Trump has seized upon the violence for political gain, accusing Democrats of being weak and suggesting the crime wave is being driven by recent protests calling for racial justice, police reform, and drastic cuts in law enforcement funding. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said last week, law and order are the building blocks of the American dream, but if anarchy prevails, well, what did that... That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I'm up here looking at show prep, and all of a sudden it goes away. That was crazy. What this all boils down to is this. While they're wondering what's going on, you all see what's going on. First things first. If coronavirus has anything to do with it, it has to do with the fact that we've been shut in for so long. And this was the one, this was actually a production to try to crash the economy. There's no need for us to stay indoors anymore. There's no need for us to be quarantined or social distanced or any of that other stuff. If you want to call me a denier, that's fine. We can't hide from a virus. It just doesn't happen. Then the other part is when we started getting out here demonizing cops and we let the we've been throwing cops under, I mean, the United States has been throwing cops under the bus for years. And it finally caught fire with the George Floyd incident. And suddenly that one cop, Chauvin, he's the yardstick by which they're all measured, and everybody is as bad as him. And then all the armchair quarterbacking starts. And the reason all of this violence is starting is because we have one, we're hidden in the house, and then two, we don't trust the cops anymore. When I say we, I mean they. They're demoralized. They're not going to be cops. They're just going to occupy space and collect their money and their pay. And I don't blame them. And in these areas where all this stuff is happening, It's all run by Democrats. This is what, you know, I can get out here all day and just get on that particular soapbox. But crime is up in these areas where everybody was locked down. Crime is up where they're defunding the police. Crime is up where the police aren't going. That's why crime is up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Not too long before the entire nation shut down due to the COVID-19 panic, gun stores started to see a surge in sales. And many people who had never considered buying a gun decided maybe I should buy a gun. And some were concerned about crime increasing due to the virus. Others, like certain Asian Americans, were concerned ignorant morons would blame them for the disease. Others had different concerns. And regardless of whatever it was, gun sales soared and have been consistently high, higher than they've ever been ever since. Now, we know that many of these gun buyers went to gun stores, which means they are required to undergo a background check and have any required permits before buying. But for some, that's not enough. The increase in gun sales is somehow evidence that these gun laws are too lax. And we get this. I can just see these. What do we call them? Darrens? The Darrens and the Karens. They're out right now. Just foaming at the mouth over this stuff. It's just too funny. And I'm going to let you have it verbatim. Almost immediately after governors began to issue orders in early March, directing non-essential businesses to close and individuals to stay at home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, news stories began to emerge of increased traffic at gun stores. One photo of a line of buyers outside of a California gun shop is likely to become one of the most recognizable images from this moment in modern American history. Anecdotes emerged of individuals who had never considered buying guns before rushing the gun stores to make their first purchase, motivated by the fear and uncertainty of this unprecedented moment. Since this early reporting, data have confirmed a dramatic increase in the number of guns purchased during the pandemic. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the federal agency responsible for conducting background checks for gun sales, revealed that nearly 2 million guns were sold in March, the second highest monthly number since these data have been tracked. April gun sales were nearly as high, with an estimated 1.6 million guns sold, a 71% increase over April 2019. The trend in gun sales continued in May and June. June saw the biggest increase yet, with an estimated 2.3 million guns sold. Now, just as the coronavirus pandemic has exposed gaps within U.S. healthcare and economic systems, the surge in gun sales during this period brings to the forefront weaknesses in the current laws and systems governing the sale and ownership of firearms and ammunition. Far too many gun sales are allowed to proceed without background checks, and gun owners face minimal legal requirements to ensure that guns are handled and stored safely. These gaps in the law create risk for all U.S. communities vulnerable to gun violence, and both federal and state policymakers should take this opportunity to strengthen these laws to help reduce gun violence. In addition, policymakers should use this moment to consider enacting a system of gun licensing that would address many gun law gaps at once rather than through piecemeal legislation. Laws that require individuals to obtain a government-issued firearm license prior to purchasing a gun could minimize the risks associated with delays in the background check system, as well as require that all sales proceed only when the background check has been completed and the purchaser has completed a gun safety training class, which includes instruction on methods of safe storage. A comprehensive system of gun licensing, whether enacted at the federal level or by individual states, would alleviate many of the weaknesses in current gun laws that are being exacerbated by the pandemic. I can only imagine the panic that's going on right now. It's pretty doggone funny when you think about it. Among the complaints is that the background check system couldn't withstand the onslaught of so many requests, which backed it up to the point that many guns were released without completed background checks. But we haven't seen any appreciable number of guns going to criminals. And once those background checks come back, law enforcement either is or should be notified. That's the way that works. That's why you have 3 days. 3 days is a check on government power. It is not so that they can make you wait 3 days. It's so you only have to wait 3 days. Now, if you're a convicted felon and you go into a gun shop and you fill out a form 4473... You're attempting to obtain a gun, which is illegal. Actually, buying one is as well. And at the end of the day, the real problem isn't that the NICS wasn't robust enough to handle the surge. It was that the inventory was not robust enough to handle the surge. It was that millions of Americans decided to buy guns. They recognized that it was on them to protect themselves, and now they wanted the means to do this. And progressives, they don't like that. They don't like it at all. In their mind, the state should be the sole provider of just about everything, which includes security, except I don't know exactly how that's supposed to happen, because when you look at it, they're wanting to get rid of the cops, but they're supposed to provide the security. So I guess we're going to send a social worker out there, and we'll find one of these street demons that's out there covered in his own excrement, and that's it. And he's walking around dancing, and he's spreading mayonnaise on his head and everything else. He's got a knife. He's dancing around, and the social workers are going to say, we're here to help. At the very least, he's going to get covered in excrement and mayonnaise. But he might get shanked. If you take a quick look at all these loopholes, it makes it quite clear that their problem is that people can buy guns, period. They're looking for things like licensing and waiting periods and an end to the what they refer to as the Charleston loophole, which is, that's actually a Clinton deal. Clinton put that in place. And this is nothing more than their desire to hold up your ability to buy a gun indefinitely for whatever reason. And all these new people that were buying guns in California, you had it your way. You've got all those hoops you got to jump through. They're all on fire, and I mean, they're spraying gasoline as you jump through them. I mean, it's one thing after another. You got to go through a safety class. You got to have safe storage registry. You got to buy the gun. You can only buy one every 30 days. You got to wait 10 days when you buy the gun. And yet, people were buying guns anyway. They were doing whatever their law stated. But proof at the end of the day here is that Americans value the ability to protect themselves over just about anything else. And that's really the issue. Because now, not only there's more guns out in the system now, or out in the hands of civilians, which just makes me just laugh with delight. But at the same time, this is the thing that bugs them the most, because, you know, if they had their way, they would either, you'd either think their way, or they would re-educate you, or they would kill you. Going to be hard to do with an armed populace, isn't it, leftists? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump made it clear that he wants all schools to fully reopen this fall with appropriate safety measures in place. Vice President Mike Pence, holding a coronavirus task force briefing, agrees with the president.
It's absolutely essential that we get our kids back into classroom for in-person learning. We can't let our kids fall behind academically.
Senators Marsha Blackburn and Kelly Loeffler have introduced a new bill to stop foreigners from traveling to the United States with the intention of obtaining U.S. citizenship for their children, an act commonly known as birth tourism. A study from the Centers for Immigration Studies found that an estimated 20 to 26,000 birth tourists come to the United States every year. And President Trump welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House. This is USA Radio News. Like many clothing companies around the United States, Levi's is planning layoffs. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories. Levi's had to temporarily close their stores due to the virus. Many of the department stores that sell its jeans were also closed. Levi Strauss & Company said the second quarter revenue sank by 62%.
Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over its new policy barring international students from coming to or remaining in the United States if their classes are taught entirely online. The suit, filed in a U.S. district court in Boston, says the new policy is arbitrary and capricious. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past June the 12th, as six square blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill were occupied by anarchist thugs and Antifa killers, they decided to hold an important employee training session on internalized racial superiority, at which they were expected to learn, reflect, challenge themselves, build skills and relationships to help them become allies in combating racism, and in which they would examine their complicity in the system of white supremacy and find out how to become accountable to black, indigenous, and people of color. Accountable for what exactly? That's my first question. This was only for white employees, which makes it racist. Okay? There we go. Or for employees who identified as white, because you could be, you could be black or brown and identify as white if you could be a male or a female or a fern or whatever it is. So in other words, it was racially segregated. I'm going to just simply suppose that the irony was lost on them. Christopher Rufo writes for the City Journal and is director of Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty. Filed a public records request regarding the training session and materials given to the employees, and then he posted them on Twitter. Perhaps the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. I looked at this stuff. It leads to a massive waste of time and energy and places a massive burden and expectations on employees of only one race, which is discriminatory, right? The tone was set in the emailed invitation. So, where's the emailed invitation? We're opening this Friday's long secluded citywide RSJI training on internalized racial superiority, a training for white people to additional white city employees. We've held the training on Microsoft Teams from 9:30 to 12. White employees are not already registered can sign up on the link below. Tomorrow, many city employees will be using paid or unpaid leave to take a look, take a day of reflection and action. And we're inviting city employees who identify as white to join the training to learn, reflect, challenge ourselves, and build skills and relationships that help us show up more fully as allies and accomplices for racial justice. We'll examine our complicity in the system of white supremacy, how we internalize and reinforce it, and begin to cultivate practices that enable us to interrupt racism in ways that are accountable to black, indigenous, and people of color within our community, including our friends and colleagues in the city. White employees are invited to sign up here, so we know you're joining us and can send the meeting appointment and training material. Everybody get that? We're going to tell you, if you don't have white guilt, we're going to teach you how to have it. Now, here's what they were teaching, okay? They were teaching internalized racial oppression. And there's internalized racial superiority and internalized racial inferiority. I don't know how you figure out how you fit into these. It's if you practice perfectionism or individualism or imposition, arrogance, paternalism, silence, intellectualization, control, violence, comfort, appropriation, cognitive dissonance, objectivity, or anti-blackness, you have internalized racial superiority. If you have colorism, what is that? Isolation, protectionism, addiction, self-doubt, self-hate, rage, shame, denial, assimilation, ethnocentrism, distancing, exaggerated visibility, hopelessness, apathy, erasure, whatever that is, invisibility, or anti-blackness, you have internalized racial inferiority. This is the thing. Who came up with this nonsense? Which study did they get this one from? Listen. You know, I got nothing against you people that are like 32 to 41 or something like that. I got nothing against you. But this is yours. This is your idea. Or it's some leftist idea where they're out there trying to pander or something. But the trainers of this are asking white employees to let go of comfort and guarantee physical safety, control over the land, social status, and relationships with some other white people. Attendees are provided some handy-dandy self-talk exercises so they can stay in the approved mindset all day. So now they're going to be chanting to each other. One of the practices is to practice self-talk that affirms our complicity in racism. Racism is not our fault, but we are responsible. Got to talk to yourself. And, okay, I don't know exactly how this works, but this is what they're looking to do. And attendees are expected to undo their own whiteness and cultivate networks of people to whom they can talk through their struggles in doing so, presumably while using every single New Age buzzword ever heard to give that struggle credibility. If you want to wonder how you harm your, your people of color colleagues on a daily basis, they've got a flow chart to show you how exactly you do it. And you'll also be told if you're really white or just based on your country of descent. I wonder if they have guidance for people who simply identify as white. Arab Americans are white. If you're Jewish, Finnish, German, Italian, Armenian, or Irish, you're white. Or George Zimmerman. He's white too. And the end goal, and somebody explain to me how this works. The end goal is for employees to interrupt their whiteness. Now, how will they know if they've reached the proper state of nirvana? When you implicate yourself in racism, when other white people may be angry, when you've stopped your white normative behavior. No wonder they want to defund the police. They don't have enough money after they studied this nonsense. Tax dollars in Seattle spent racially segregating employees and setting up codified discriminatory attitudes towards employees of one race while the city was literally descending into racially motivated anarchy. And there's one mindset causing division and killing people in this country. And it's you woke, crazy people that's doing it. See, I don't need you to come and tell me that I need to let go of my whiteness. I didn't have a whole lot to do with getting it in the first place. I'm born as I was, like everybody else.
I wonder how many people attended this and actually came through this going, you know, I'm really scum, I'm racially biased, I'm this.
I wonder how many people are having trouble with this. I wonder how many people are going to kill themselves thinking, I'm a racist, I'm this, you know. For what? And why was this done? It's a waste of time. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard one or two things here and there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I got all kinds of landscaping going on around here right now. I used to have a coach when I played football. His name was Steve Marche. He's still alive today. I heard a lot of the things the coach would tell us at practice when I was in basic training, trying to figure out if I was going to make it. He used to tell us that it was time to fight like men, or hike up your skirts and say, here it is. I kind of like that. We all need to take a deep breath and calm down and accurately assess the current cultural and political situation in this country today. And it is time to stop reacting to what the left does and focus on some undeniable truths about our enemies. Victory only comes after finding your enemy's weakness and then exploiting it. But such flaws cannot be found unless you're going to be honest with yourself and carefully study this. And this is how patriots fight. So the first thing we have to do is figure out the truth and then accept it for what it is. For example, everything that is happening now is because the left plans to remake the United States from a constitutional republic into a borderless global state was thwarted when we elected Donald Trump. So as a result, they not only hate Trump for beating their savior chickadee girl Hillary Clinton, they also loathe the citizens who voted for him. You're supposed to listen to all those ads and not go vote when you knew it was 90% in the hole for right, boom. Slammed up, bam, for Hillary Clinton. Once you accept the grasp and you grasp the level of hatred they have for us, you begin to understand that the Wuhan extended virus lockdowns and the Black Lives Matter Antifa-led riots are for the express purpose of bringing misery and terror to those who dared to vote for Donald Trump and those who are planning to vote for him in November. And they've turned their intensity to 11 in their ongoing effort to isolate Trump from his base. Democrat governors and mayors are holding your constitutional freedoms hostage. And the unspoken ransom for you to make all this desolation go away is to vote Democrat. Figuratively, they're saying, abandon this ogre Trump and things will go back to how they were before you made the mistake of voting for him in the first place. Let's play this stupid game. Let's say you decided to do that. You decided to desert Trump and opt for your life of comfort once again. Do you honestly think the Democrats are going to forgive you? No. If past behavior is an indication of future behavior, then the Democrats will continue to scapegoat you for all that is wrong with the country. And that is exactly what they're doing now when they speak of white privilege and systemic racism. What makes you think the left would cease from this malice, especially if they were to win an election for them? I'll give you an example. I was just talking about what's happening in Seattle. When all of this stuff passed in the 90s, the assault weapon ban, all this other stuff, Americans were guilted into that. They were guilted into believing this was what was necessary. Now, crime was already going down because in the 80s, this began the ascension of concealed carry permits starting out of Florida. Crime was already beginning to go down. But we were guilted into going along with what Bill Clinton wanted. Then everybody got a good load of what it actually was, and then, you know, then Congress became Republican. So leftists, of course, they're going to hate free speech, so they're going to dismiss debate, and they'll have to come up with ways to control speech and thought under the rubric of social justice and multiculturalism. And the source of that mindset is authoritarianism, not liberty. And an authoritarian wants to take away your freedom, not protect it. This takes us to another truth about the left and their proxies, the Democratic Party. Leftists love Marxism, and because of that, they hate liberty. And the Democrat Party reflects this because they've been hijacked by the Marxist left. The Marxism is the theory behind socialism and communism. Although they will all lead to the same result of despair and slaughter. Both are the antithesis of capitalism, yet the federal government and many of our state governments continue to fornicate with socialism. Obamacare, anybody? Socialism is the foot in the door under the guise of equality. And communism is the thug who breaks open the door, holds you prisoner, and forces you to work for his benefit. Governors on the left and mayors on the left, they've all gone full communist under the guise of safety in their removal of freedoms during the Wuhan virus. Think about the three areas the left focused upon. They went after our right to peaceably assemble, our free exercise of religion, and our right to free speech. The left went after our right to peacefully gather by limiting the number of people we could congregate with. And then they initiated social distancing. Then they impeded our free exercise of religion by deeming churches as non-essential. Finally, free speech was attacked when the leftist social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter censored any posts or tweets that went against the COVID-19 media narrative. Google, of course, controls what information you have access to with a search, although that's beginning to reverse because now all of these things are about to be regulated. So if you start seeing things on YouTube that you're like, how could this be? I mean, I thought they were banning all this stuff. That's because they're trying to backtrack and moot this like they did in New York. You could try something. You could get out there and enter any random number and new COVID case in a search, and you will get a series of stories with the numbers you entered. You could try 300, 400, 293, 671, and you get hits featuring those figures. And that's not a coincidence. Because there's no such thing as a coincidence when you're dealing with the left. Manipulation is what it is. And it takes us to another truth about the left. Getting tired of this, are you? Thinking that this is the end of the American experiment. Is that what you're doing? This is because the left has been manipulating your emotions. Case in point, polling data. All you've been hearing is that Trump is toast. Biden has a double-digit lead. That's it. Turn out the lights. Don't even bother to go vote. It's already going to happen. It's just no way to stop it. This is all to dispirit you.
since March, there's been a nonstop pile-on on your emotions. And this is in an all-out, no-holds-barred effort to convince you to give up all hope and reject Trump. Just vote for Biden. He'll take care of you. You might forget that he's your president, but he'll take care of you. They're willing to destroy race relations. They're willing to shred the Constitution. They're willing to call for defunding the police and validate lawlessness, all for the express purpose of achieving an election victory in a few months in November. And all of this has been unleashed upon you in the hopes of sweeping the Democrats, led by a cognitively challenged presidential nominee, into power. Drink that in. You don't have to let go. You don't have to throw your hands up and wail in despair. These guys have put a lot of things in play that should prove to you a few things. What we saw with these demonstrations, we saw that we cannot be controlled. And the big difference is that the people that don't care, the people that are patriotic, the people that are would just as soon this all just go away and we go back to watching football on the weekends, they haven't started to care yet. When that happens, when those people start caring and they start joining people that are veterans or hunters or just fed up, nothing they can do will stop us. Wouldn't stop us at all. So all they can get, once again, is that which we let them have. And you don't have to let them have anything. We'll be right back. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.